Blog Talk Radio.
For the third time, I have returned to the United Nations here in New York City, where the Women's Missionary Society of the African Methodist Episcopal Church is holding their annual leadership conference. The WMS is recognized as an NGO, a non-governmental organization of the United Nations, and has members and churches all over the United States, Africa, Central and South America, the United Kingdom, and as recent as the last 6 years, India. I am so excited that we have a power-packed show today. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. Welcome to the show. I am excited. The room is abuzz here. You're going to hear a lot of background noise because we have women from all over the United States attending the Women's Missionary Society AME Church 24th Annual NGO Conference. This is my third conference. It gets more exciting each and every year. And we have special guests to talk to you about what's going on here, what has happened today, and what will happen going forward tomorrow when we actually are going to be in the building of the United Nations. Today, all of the meetings are being held at the United Nations Church Center on UN Plaza here in New York. It's directly across the street. I can see all the flags that are flying with the United Nations headquarters. We will be in that building tomorrow. I am also excited because next week is my sixth multicultural conference that will be held at the University of Massachusetts Boston campus. I am teamed up with the Chancellor's Office, with UMass Boston as a partner in this endeavor, and also Commonwealth Compact. I have two of the greatest sponsors and partners imaginable to host next week's conference. There's plenty good room. We do have room if you'd like to come. We have great prizes we're giving away. Amtrak, we're giving away a round-trip ticket on JetBlue, Amtrak dinner tickets with a local restaurant upstairs on the square, and also a wonderful dinner cruise on the Spirit of Boston. It's going to be very, very exciting. You can go to www.msconnect.com. That's msconnect.com to learn more about next week's conference. It's only $99, and that includes membership in the Multicultural Symposium Series. It's really going to be great. We will also have a representative from Celebrity Cruise Line and Reflection, the new ship that we're taking on April 13th to the 20th of next year, 2013, where we're going to cruise on Puerto Rico. We'll actually dock and have fun at Puerto Rico, St. Kitts, and St. Martin's on this 8-day, 7-night cruise. You can go to mssconnect.com and find out all the information, and representatives from the cruise line will be at next week's conference. So we just have lots of great things that are taking place. Well, I want to bring my guest on because there's so much I want to talk about. We just watched a riveting all-girl, all-produced play that was put on by a remarkable New York-based group called Project Girl Performance Collective. And without further ado, I'd like to bring on one of the coordinators and the organizers, Jessica Greer Morris, who's going to tell us more about that. She just picked up a wonderful check from the Women's Missionary Society for $10,000 so that this organization can flourish. And I know she is just really yahoo excited about what has happened. And I'm going to actually open and make sure that we are going to I'll get that in a minute. We're on speakerphone, so I'm going to bring on Jessica Greer Morris. Hello, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
We're on a loop, too, so we have to actually have Aaron Barrett to follow you out the building.
Oh, it is. I feel like I'm on The Price is Right. This was my luckiest day in Project Girl since 2008. I just can't believe it.
Oh, tell us more about it. I'm from Boston. This is an internet-based program, so everybody all over the world is going to hear this. I didn't know anything about your organization, so tell us about it, the vision behind it, and the remarkable young women who were a part of it. performance for people.
Sure. So at Project Girl, we create a safe space for girls to write and perform their own work. And we do this for one reason, because 6 out of 10 girls have or will experience physical or sexual violence in her lifetime. And the status of women and girls, unfortunately, is still so low, not only here in our country, but around the world. So women can easily be trafficked. They can easily be infanticide in China. There can be rape as a tool for war in Congo, where child soldiers are actually told and trained, if you want to take over a village, the first thing you do is rape the women and children. Women as old as 99, children as young as 5 years old. So there is this systemic problem in the world with violence against women. And if we can create a safe space for girls to write and perform their own work, we can tell these important stories and empower girls to go out and raise awareness about these issues.
You know, it was just remarkable. It was very raw. I know I'm just... And this is radio, so I'm going to try to describe it as best as possible. They were dressed in costume. They looked like regular high school girls here in New York. But what they talked about, and lunch is served now. We're having lunch here in this room. But what they talked about, just the fact that some of them had to do what they had to do just to feed the family and raise money for the family because they didn't have any other means of bringing revenue into the household. How prevalent is that here, let's say, in the United States or other countries that you're monitoring?
What we find at Project Girl Performance Collective is that poverty is the driver for so many of these problems. And there is severe poverty here where we are right now in New York City. So we have girls from some of the poorest neighborhoods in New York City. We have girls from Brownsville, from East New York, from South Bronx, where sometimes the maternal mortality and infant mortality rate is worse than it is in the developing world because people are so poor and don't have access to resources. So I think you're 100% correct when you talk about that. You know, we might think locally and live locally, but our shows are meant to bring awareness about how every girl in every community is affected.
We're going to talk a little quieter because they're actually giving the grace right now. They've given the grace, so now we're finished with that. But I think about just even our political climate that we're in and how marginalized women are, regardless of, you know, who you are and what your voting power happens to be. But just the marginalization of women is astounding here, not just in this country, but around the world. And I'm sure that your collective, your collaborative, is helping to eradicate that.
That is exactly what we're doing, and we like to think of ourselves as building the future women leaders of the world. So it sounds so simple to create a space for girls to express themselves and to be empowered, but by doing that, they go out in the world and they become our future leaders.
Absolutely amazing. There are five to six supervisors in the A&E Church who are here. I see Mother Norris from the 7th District who's here. Sister DeVoe is here. Reverend Jessica Ingram is here. So we have the leaders of the A&E Church who are physically in this room. They're getting ready to go to lunch right now. We're going to bring them on in just a few minutes. But they collectively, within maybe 15 minutes, handed Jessica... First, it was a $1,000 check that was given by the 1st District, and then by Shirley Kaysen Reed, the international president of WMS. And then it just sort of collapsed. It grew and grew and grew, and now you have how much money?
I have $10,000 to bring our girls to Dallas for your very big conference, and we are hallelujah happy about this.
That's terrific. That's going to be the executive board meeting that's going to take place in Dallas, Texas in January, where a lot more of our women will have a chance to see this remarkable performance. Jessica, thank you so much. How can people get in touch with your organization?
Oh, we are online, and we're also on Facebook, so I'm going to give you all the ways to contact us. The easiest way to contact us is through our website, which is www.projectgirlperformancecollective.org. I know it's a mouthful, so I'm going to say it again. It's projectgirlperformancecollective.org. We're also on Facebook, again under projectgirlperformancecollective.org. And sometimes we get confused with another organization called projectgirl.org. That is actually a sister organization, but if you would like to support our work, projectgirlperformancecollective.org.
Great. Jessica Greer Morris, remarkable job. Hats off to you and all the young ladies who are doing amazing work and really feeding us with information and knowledge we need to know. Thank you so much for being a guest on my show.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you all and the work that you're doing.
Thank you. All right, Jessica Greer Morris, who is just a remarkable person. There are so many women who are here. It's just I don't know where to turn, because each one of these women has wonderful things to say. We're going to bring up the international president, who is going to bring us very brief remarks. She's just darting all over the place. We're going to have her to have a seat. And I'm just excited because of the leadership that she is providing for the Women's Missionary Society. Back on speakerphone, we are now talking to Shirley Cason Reed. Hello and welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, doing great. Within 15 minutes, you raised $10,000 for this wonderful girls' collaborative.
That is correct, because the women believe in the girls. Our work in trafficking has just, it's one of our new initiatives, and so we're excited about the work because it is real. And so when it's real and they can see what the girls are going through, the money comes very easily.
That's incredible. I mean, you are literally all over the country, the Black Caucus. You're speaking here and there. How do you do it? How does your stamina allow you to keep up with obviously staying focused, leading, getting enough rest, looking terrific, which you always do, and having the vision just to push us forward?
Well, because I love the work. Mission is my calling in life. Like the pastor's called to preach, I'm called to lead the women in the work of missions. And I love women. I love children. Of course, I love men as well, but my focus is children and women. And when you love the work, you don't see it as work. You see it as a ministry and making difference in the lives of people.
How many women are in the Women's Missionary Society, Shirley Cason Reed?
We're blessed to serve over 800,000 women.
Wow, that's amazing. 20 districts all over the world. You are literally here and there. I thank you so much for being a guest on my program. Any closing words of wisdom for my audience?
Keep the Women's Missionary Society of the African Methodist Episcopal Church in your prayers as we go forth doing the work of missions. God bless you, and thank you for this honor to be on your show today.
Shirley Cason Reed, thank you so much. All right, thank you. All righty. Well, we have a number of supervisors who are here. I'm going to try to get Reverend Jessica Ingram to see if she can be on my show at this point. We also have five other missionaries who are here. Jewel Makashan, I'm going to try to get her here. Jewel, let's see if we can get Jewel Makashan, who is the president of the First District. She's going to come right now and just bring us really quick greetings. This is the president of the First District Women's Missionary Society, Jewel Makashan, and we are so delighted to have you on the show. Hello, Jewel.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What's the morning been for you?
The morning really has been excellent. We've had so much information, and there are so many new people who are here who were not here last year. I think they have a total of about 65 registered, and by the time the lunch is finished tomorrow, there should be a total of about 85, which is really good for the NGO. We're sort of growing. You can tell that we're really growing. We had some young people here just a few minutes ago who told us all about trafficking and the things that's going on with the young women today and the problems they face out in the streets, and that was just excellent. It was so wonderful until we donated a total of more than
$10,000.
Yes, to this particular group. And it was just wonderful.
Well, I mean, that's the strength of women. Yes. That's the strength of AME women. Mm-hmm. And the mission work that we're doing collectively is just amazing.
Yes, that is.
Thank you so much for being a guest on my program, Jewel Makashan.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. All righty. We're going to bring up some other ladies who are here. I'm going to see if we can get Reverend Jessica Ingram to come on the show, and Lorraine Dickerson, and we have others who are here. It's just really amazing what's taking place here within this building, and this is just the beginning of what's taking place. There is more to come. There are a lot more things that are going to happen as a result of this this wonderful conference that we're having. I'm just sort of now looking at Lorraine Dickerson and going to interview her. And then once she has finished, we're going to ask her to bring Reverend Jessica Ingram over so that she can also be interviewed. This is the representative for the NGO, and I have had the pleasure of working with her for the last 3 years. I've spoken at this conference twice, but it's fun now just sort of sitting back and relaxing. But they put me to work, so I'm doing something else with a press release later on. But this is Lorraine Dickerson, and she is the representative of the NGO. She's also the co-chair of this NGO conference. Lorraine, hello. Welcome.
Thank you so very much. I truly appreciate having you once again. You are definitely family. We are excited about our program this year. We have fully embraced the agenda at the United Nations that deals with issues of women and girls. Very sobering topics, trafficking, female genital mutilation, domestic abuse, human rights issues, HIV and the law. These are all subjects that are important, not only here at the United Nations, but globally. And so our goal is to embrace an agenda that our district representatives will go back and implement and work throughout the upcoming NGO annual conference here.
What amazes me is that these are real issues. And I know that our church members have bread and butter issues that they face every day. We're also in the midst of a political election that's coming up. How easy or difficult is it to have our members to stretch beyond their normal day-to-day activities and to really embrace some of these hard-hitting topics that we hear about but sometimes feel powerless to do something about?
Well, we understand that people are being pulled in different ways, particularly in the current economic conditions. But one of the things that we encourage is for people to reach out and embrace whatever is passionate to them. We try to provide a vehicle, tools for them to embrace the issues and work them within their communities. We express that it takes creativity, it takes initiative, and it also takes a sense of commitment to your community in order to get this work done. And so it's a matter of constant encouragement and taking the work to higher levels in order for us to really make a difference in our community and globally as an organization of women.
Well, you and Carolyn Scavella are doing an amazing job. So, I mean, you can count on me. I'll be here every year, whether I'm speaking or not, because I think these work is so important. And to see the vibrancy in this room and the topics that you're covering, just amazing. Thank you so much, Lorraine Dickerson.
Thank you.
We're going to also have Reverend Gloria White Hammond. Would you bring her here? And also Reverend Jessica Ingram. Thank you. Well, again, there's lots going on. The food looks delicious. Looks pretty healthy, too. Reverend Beeman is here from Delaware and his lovely spouse. And the line is pretty long, but it's just wonderful. Maybe we'll have Carolyn Scavella just come and just say a quick word to our audience. This is the other partner in crime with the NGO conference that we're having here. Carolyn Scavella from New York, again, working with Lorraine Dickerson, has been doing this for many, many years. Oh, and welcome to the show, Carolyn.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing fine, doing fine. Great crowd today and a wonderful, very important topic that you're talking about.
And we are so delighted that you're back with us again this year. It's absolutely delightful. And, yes, we did have and do have an action-packed program this year, talking about trafficking and health and wellness and wholeness of women in general. And we have presenters about HIV/AIDS, and it's just action-packed.
And I know you've got roller skates on, so I just wanted to bring you over to say hello and thank you so much for what you're doing and to have you to just greet my audience, too.
Well, it's been my pleasure to do so, as it was last year. Thank you so much for including us in your programming, Carol.
Thank you so much, Carol. NGO representative, and also the co-chair for this NGO conference. We're now going to bring Reverend Gloria White Hammond and then Reverend Jessica Ingram. We'll sort of close out the show with her. I always have to honor my own. I can't have a show when my own co-pastor is in the room. So I am excited that she has presented earlier about the Sudanese issues, and we are
to Reverend Gloria White Hammond. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Well, I talked about the importance of women finding their voices as activists, being willing to speak the truth to power, warrior women who are poised to make history. So we are excited about a revolution that's being led by misbehaving missionary women. And again, we're poised to make history.
You've done such a great job. I mean, I admire you so much with the many trips you've made to Sudan and other parts of the world. That's in your blood, it's in your heart, trying to help those women. You should be here. This is where you should be, teaching us and leading us all the way. So I just love you so much and say thank you for all the work that you continue to do.
Praise the Lord. Love you back and love your audience back as well. God bless you all.
Reverend Gloria White Hammond, thank you so much. She's now going to bring up Reverend Jessica Ingram, and we'll probably have one other guest before we close the show. I just thank you so much for all the things that are taking place. I know she is busy eating right now, and let's see if I can. I'm probably going to walk over to her we'll make sure we get her on the air and to broadcast, even though she is eating. This is the supervisor's table, and we have Supervisor DeVoe, Supervisor Few, Supervisor Norris, Supervisor Green, Supervisor Ingram here. And so I'll have maybe Supervisor Ingram to represent the group of wonderful supervisors of the A&E Church, and Supervisor DeVoe to represent the group and say hello very quickly. This is Reverend Jessica Ingram.
Well, praise the Lord. It's a blessing to have this opportunity to speak. We're at an exciting NDO meeting that has already been so very inspiring. Our hearts have been touched and moved by what we have witnessed so far. And as one who is here for the first time, I can say that my commitment is to continue to come and to bring more women with me from the 1st District. This room is going to be too small next year because I'm sure all of the supervisors are going to do all we can to recruit more persons to come.
Thank you so much. All right, Reverend Jessica Ingram, and now we have Supervisor DeVoe.
We thank Reverend Jessica for her wonderful remarks, and I too concur that the meeting thus far has been exciting, and we're looking for additional spiritual input from the speakers. I feel so honored to be sitting next to Reverend Jessica. It's just such a pleasure. It's such a joy. It's such an inspiration. It's such a spirit-filled experience. And I say hallelujah for her.
Amen. You have heard it from the top. Thank you so much, ladies. They're going to go back and finish and enjoy their lunch. And Reverend Jessica Ingram, she is the host of this NGO conference, being the supervisor for the First Episcopal. You've heard it from the top. This has been a great conference. You have had an idea of what has taken place. We still have another half day today. They're going to enjoy themselves. We have speakers. Let me just give you the roundup, the idea of what we're going to do. From 2 until 5, there are going to be two different panels. One, the NAACP will be represented as well, United Nations Development Program. And this particular workshop is called On the Road for Human Rights in a Healthy Global Society, and they will focus on AIDS and other issues. The second panel, Black AIDS Institute will also be a part of this. The second panel is will deal with the facilitator, the youth representative, and you'll have the World Health Organization that will be here, UNICEF. We'll talk about female genital mutilation, which is a very bad problem all over the developing countries that we have talked about before, and also end child prostitution, child pornography, and trafficking of children for sexual purposes. A representative from that organization will also be speaking to us. We will have a worship service at 5:30 this evening, and then you're pretty much on your own for the rest of the evening. Then tomorrow we'll be over at the United Nations with a hearty breakfast, and I always enjoy that day because, I learn so much. will be represented by the U.S. Department of State Office to Monitor and Combat Trafficking in Persons. A representative will address us tomorrow morning with that. And then the United Nations Secretary General United to End Violence Against Women's Campaign will also be in attendance and will talk to us. It's always exciting because they have a UN tour that will take place for about an hour or so. There's always something new that you can learn. And, you know, in my book, I talk about 21 ways to bring multiculturalism to your job, your home, and your community. We're going to have a book signing this afternoon. I encourage people to go to the United Nations and to learn more about it. You can go, and it doesn't cost you anything to get in. Some of the exhibits cost money, but you can physically go in and just see all the people around the world. It's the best way, if you are in the United States, to see the world in action at the United Nations. And there are always programs and activities that are taking place as well. There will be a luncheon tomorrow afternoon, and at that luncheon will be Are You On Board? The Progressive Woman Power Equals Progressive Agenda for of Change. And the keynote speaker will be Her Excellency Suzanne Johnson Cook, who is the Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. And then the ladies will have a chance that tomorrow evening to see The Lion King. So it is a power-packed, wonderful, informative day. There's so much material here on the table that I have to read. Educate yourself, take a stand, The Faces of Modern Slavery. So the whole focus has been on girls, has been on domestic violence, been on trafficking, and what we as women can do to put a stop to these horrific acts. It's just incredible what is taking place in the world, and we can no longer ignore it. We have to be an active part and say no, and say no to our girls and the other young girls around the world who are impacted by these awful, awful, heinous acts. I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and our Boston alumni chapter probably 5 or 6 years ago took it upon themselves to get involved in human trafficking. And so I've been aware of this and have been active in terms of monitoring what's taking place for quite a long time, first with the sorority and now with the Women's Missionary Society. So it's not just, this is not your little old ladies organization that you may think it is. There are women of all ages who are here, from all walks of life, very energetic, but really focused on doing good and doing the right thing. That is the African Methodist Episcopal Church. That is the Women's Missionary Society, and I've been a part of this church my entire life. And I have been around the Missionary Society my entire life, and I'm excited about what's taking place. We actually, in my district, had a training academy called an institute, the Women's Missionary Society Institute for the New England Conference Branch. We were expecting probably 60 women. We had 150 women who came to Allen Chapel in Hartford, Connecticut, on October 6th. It was a dynamic day with training, looking at ways that we can get involved in terms of social action, ways that we can build teams within our society, looking inward, looking internationally, all at the same time. That's what the Missionary Society is all about. This has been an exciting program. We have packed it in with guests, including Jessica Greer Morris with Project Girls Performance Collective. You have had a chance to hear from the top, Shirley Kaysen Reed, the international president of WMS. You have heard from two of our supervisors, Supervisor DeVoe and Supervisor Ingram, representing the supervisors that are here. There are literally five to six of them in this room, eating lunch, enjoying their lunch, which I will do very shortly. But we've heard from the top, and we've heard visionary women who have guts, who have courage, and who are trying to make a difference in this world. Women are important. Women should be valued. And why not do it both on a domestic level, within our church confines, and certainly across the globe? This is Carol Copeland Thomas. Please go to my website and learn more about our conference next week, www.msfconnect.com. You can learn more about it. We are looking forward to it. I'm excited about Michelle Shell,
who is the first African-American chair of the Massachusetts Convention Center Authority. She's going to kick us off as a keynote speaker. Dr. Keith Motley will then give us morning greetings, and yours truly will give the luncheon keynote address next week. Empowerment begins when you believe in yourself. Have a wonderful day and weekend. God bless. We will see you in 2 weeks after the conference. Take care.